Then you get to Hard Knocks and the New York Giants, and you saw everything in that. You saw all of it. And I got to say this. Again, I've talked about how much I really appreciated Hard Knocks, how much better it is than I thought it would be. And I got to say, the Giants as well, they allowed a lot. I mean, I don't know what else. Now, they didn't show, like early on, you saw a conversation between Joe Shane and the owner, John Mara, who was in this a lot. This episode, just kind of aimlessly wandering around, walking into rooms, going, "What's up?" Which was just, you know, interesting to watch. But he's having a conversation with Joe Shane, and Joe Shane recaps a conversation he had with Daniel Jones, and it wasn't shown. That's the only thing I wish it would have been shown, but I don't know if they had a chance to film it. But he talked about the idea that they were looking to trade up, and that they were. It was a very viable option that they were going to end up with a quarterback in the draft, and Daniels just got to understand it because of the injury history and the way he played in the first six games before the injury and the ability to get out of the contract. Like, they had a frank conversation with him and told him, hey, look, we're trying to trade up, and if you watch it, I mean, there is no doubt in my mind. They can say whatever. At the end, when they established they were going to get Neighbors or they were going to get Harrison Junior, and that was it. And after that, there was a bunch of trade scenarios. It was fascinating. It was fascinating to hear them say and go over the meeting that pretty much once it came to the draft and they exhausted all their options of trading for a quarterback, which they tried up until the day of. They called the Patriots and said, hey, again, what are we thinking here? What do we want to do? And the Patriots told them that we're probably just going to sit back and take the pick. And from that moment on, that's when they finally just said, okay, we got to get Daniel Jones a weapon. And in that conversation, they said, all right, so this is what we'll do. We're going to get either Neighbors or Harrison. If not, there's some trade scenarios moving back. They thought they could still get Adunze moving back if both Neighbors and Harrison were off the board at 4-5. It was just fascinating to see them go through their process. But you could see on Dable's face. You could see it when they talked about trading up. You could see it. And that's why I'm frustrated. And I know, you know, a lot of Giant fans get on me, and I was rooting for losses in the middle of the year. I think this proves it, man. Like, I'm sorry. I feel vindicated. Watching this shows you exactly why. You can talk about what a fan is. You can talk about how important wins are in the NFL. Tell me again it was important to beat New England and be behind them in the draft when the GM is desperately trying to move up and get that pick to change the franchise. The coach, his mouth is watering for a quarterback. And talking about trading up for a quarterback, tell me again how it was more important to win that meaningless game against New England. Because I just don't understand it. I'm sorry. It's about what's best for the franchise. And as I sit there and watch Joe Shane on the phone, who I think has come off great in this, when I watch him on the phone and his mind, and he's literally saying, I can't take this anymore. My mind is so bent on moving up in the draft. It's taking up all my time and all my thoughts. I'm going to need to move on. I need an answer now because I can't take this anymore. As I watch the Giants and their coach and their GM and talking about the honest, obvious situation they have currently going on with their current quarterback and their desperate desire to move up, I can't help but think back to the season and when they won stupid, meaningless games. And as they go over all the different quarterbacks who found, they had the same conversation we have here all the time and on social media about all the different misses at the quarterback position. Joe Shane even says top three hit better. And we've seen it here for Jet fans. Like, honestly, Fliegelman knows. I know he's with me on this. He could not believe that they lost to the Rams and got Zach Wilson. I mean, excuse me, beat the Rams and got Zach Wilson instead of Trevor Lawrence. And that's my takeaway from this episode. Yes, the explaining and going over the board with the owners and talking about how, listen, they were in on Neighbors. You even had the wide receiver coach tell the owner, and this is going to be a moment that's probably going to be talked about a lot, and especially as the season gets started, because I think the Giants have come off pretty smart, but there was one thing here where the wide receiver coach literally said he would take Neighbors over Harrison Jr. I don't think anyone feels that way. And I mean, Marvin Harrison is going to be an absolute stud. He is a tremendous player, and he's without question, I mean, you never know. I shouldn't say without question. But he was perceived without question by almost everyone in the sport as the top wide receiver in the NFL draft. And maybe it's a little bit of showmanship. Maybe it's a little telling the owner what he wants to hear because you know Harrison's not going to be there. But the Giants clearly love Neighbors. They were praying, please, Neighbors, be there, once they couldn't get the quarterback. But plan A was to get a new quarterback. Plan B was to give the current quarterback weapons. And I just couldn't help but watch it and focus on the idea of stupid victories against Green Bay. Stupid victories. I mean, like, oh, what a great night that was, right? What a great night. They beat Green Bay on a Monday night. Oh, quarterback made a name for himself. He's out there selling pasta sauce. Oh, it's great. It's great. They went to the playoffs and won a couple of games, and the Giants went home, and it cost them the ability to draft the quarterback they desperately wanted. Frustrating stuff.